Ukraine's president has said he urgently needs more U.S. military assistance to defeat Russia's invasion, and President Biden agrees. But there are signs that Biden's latest ask for $33 billion for Ukraine might get snarled in congressional disagreements over more coronavirus relief money and immigration.
And that is where we'll pick up our Friday Politics Roundtable. Rick Klein is ABC News political director and Maya King, politics reporter for The New York Times. Great to have both of you here today.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Rick, start with you. President Biden says Ukraine will run out of military equipment within days if Congress doesn't pass his latest request. Is this going to sail through Congress or just get tangled up with those other issues we mentioned?
It's a stark warning, and it's not that Congress doesn't want to come back and fund it. It's that there are so many other issues that are suddenly on the agenda, and you've seen COVID politics, immigration politics around Title 42 also crowd into the agenda, and I think there's a growing sense that there aren't going to be that many opportunities to get real legislating done, and I think that is slowing up some of the asks that President Biden has. He's been as clear as he could be that he wants it to happen, and I think there's still bipartisan support for these things. I think it's also complicated by the fact that there's the general frustration with how things have settled in, how events have played out in Ukraine, and a general sense that no one really knows how it ends. But I do think the money will ultimately get cleared. It's going to be kind of a messy process to get there.
Maya, how long do you think there will be that bipartisan support, that political will to send this money to Ukraine? Because I see that, you know, your paper is pointing out that Biden's $33 billion request is pretty much close to how much the United States government spent every year in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and you know, I think the closer that we get to the heat of campaign season is really going to impact these timelines for some of these legislative goals. You know, it's always tricky to actually prognosticate how long some of these processes will take. But as has already been pointed out, time is kind of running out to be able to reach some of these legislative goals. And so I think, you know, thinking about just the way that the White House has coordinated with some of their allies in the House, and many of them in very vulnerable positions heading into November, they're certainly thinking to move on this sooner than later.
Let's turn to immigration now for a moment, because this week House lawmakers grilled Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the Biden administration's immigration policies. Colorado Republican Ken Buck said that his constituents want Mayorkas impeached for what he said about open border policies.
Secretary Mayorkas, I was at an event this past weekend, and a lady approached me and asked me if you felt any shame for what you've done to this country. My question for you, Secretary Mayorkas, is very simple. Would you please answer that lady's question? Are you ashamed for what you've done to this country?
Congressman, I have so much to say.
You got a minute and 17 seconds to say it.
In response to what you have just said, it is so profoundly offensive on so many different levels, in so many different regards. I won't ask you for an apology.
Don't.
Heated and quite personal. Rick Klein, what does that exchange represent to you in this current moment on immigration and in Congress?
Well, you might expect a grilling from Republicans. I think the bigger political issue that the White House has been facing is that you've got moderate Democrats in near open rebellion over this issue of Title 42. They don't think there's a plan. It's not even that they just think it's bad policy to lift this restriction. They think that the borders will be overrun, the Border Patrol will be overrun as soon as it's lifted. And we've seen some Democrats try to reframe that debate, but it's not just people like Congressman Buck, who's a very conservative Republican, who are voicing these concerns. I think, you know, Mayorkas has turned into a bit of a punching bag on this, but it's clear that the administration has not been able to frame the debate around immigration as it wants. And there is a growing feeling that there needs to be a broader strategy brought to bear, that there needs to be a different emphasis brought to bear. And I was struck by that exchange, but I'm also struck by how many exchanges like it you're starting to see. There's a kind of an emboldened Republican Party and I think a more skittish Democratic Party when it comes to issues around immigration.
Maya, let me follow up on that, because government statistics show more than 221,000 migrants tried to cross the border last month. Those are the highest numbers in about two decades. And we're seeing all this as the Biden administration hopes to phase out what Rick mentioned, Title 42, which enabled migrants to be turned away at the border during the pandemic. Biden administration says it has a plan to handle any influx of migrants, but many Democrats are concerned about ending Title 42 as well. Remind us why.
Well, you know, we've been here before with the Biden administration sort of making these promises on immigration or saying that they'll get a handle on the situation and that not really coming to pass. And I think that's part of the reason why you see a lot of moderate Democrats really upset about this administration's handling of things. And again, I think it also gets back to the fact that we are in a campaign year and immigration is a huge, huge talking point, not just on the stump and the campaign trail, but it's all over the airwaves and is absolutely front of mind for voters. And it's splitting Democrats, but it's also split. It's obviously very split Democrats and Republicans. And so the way that this administration actually goes about handling it, you know, it's proven very difficult. The Biden administration and many allies have said, you know, we have inherited a broken system on immigration, but that's not quite a good enough explanation for folks, especially heading into the summer months, where really we can expect to see these numbers at the border to continue to increase. And so I think if you pair all of this with the legislative agenda that the president has to try to get through and also try to give something to voters for them to say that they that this administration has delivered for them, the issues are really piling up. And I think that Democrats have had to realize they need to spend more time again thinking about not just how they're going to handle the border, but how they're going to talk about it.
Rick, one of the things I've noticed is that Title 42 is the only pandemic restriction that Republicans still support. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's no secret. I mean, look, I think there's a lot of hypocrisy in deciding that there is enough of a pandemic that you need to be able to kick migrants out right away, but there shouldn't be any mandates, and it's wrong for people to go out, Democrats to go out in public even this weekend at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. There's no doubt that they're having it both ways with that. But I think it's undercut by the fact that the Biden administration may admit it or not, but they have depended on this because it has helped them at the border for a long time. They have wanted to at least publicly say they wanted to uproot Title 42. They haven't to this date, you know, a year and a half almost into his administration, because it has been a valuable tool for the Border Patrol. It was never intended to be an immigration measure, but it's turned into one. And the Biden administration, like it or not, has relied on it for a good long time now.
Let's talk about the economy. Yesterday, the president said that he was not concerned about a recession after a report showed that the economy shrank in the first quarter. And then over in the Senate, Republican leader Mitch McConnell had a different opinion about the economy.
Runaway inflation is crushing working American families on Democrats' watch. The share of Americans who say the economy is our most important problem hasn't been this high since the last time Democrats control the White House.
Maya, what do you think? A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll out today shows that Republicans would win if congressional elections were held today and that people said they preferred Republicans by really wide margins on issues like inflation.
Well, you know, this is to be expected in part because this is what happens in a midterm year where the party in power tends to be a bit less popular. And in this case, Democrats are a lot less popular. And those economic numbers didn't help them. But it's hard because we're also sort of engaged in the messaging wars right now. Economists, in particular, those who are allied with the Biden administration, have said repeatedly, you know, the economy may have shrank according to these numbers, but it still is strong and there are still opportunities for it to continue to get stronger. Wages are going up a bit. Unemployment is at a record low. But that's hard to see when prices remain as high as they are, and there's still this sense of uncertainty, I think, among many about the direction of the economy and just how long this supposed strength might last. And so, I mean, Republicans in large part have really been successful in just pointing to those things and saying, look at the price at the pump, look at the price of groceries, and look at that compared to where you were, say, 4 years ago under a different administration and a different control of Washington. What does that mean? What should that tell you about how you'll vote in November? And it's a simple message, but right now, at least according to poll numbers, it's proving pretty effective for folks, and they're paying attention to that. So I think it's in part, again, you know, the usual ebb and flow that we can expect for a midterm election, but it's just impounded kind of by the reality of things and the fact that Republicans are not at all shy about pointing that out.
So yesterday, Rick, it was interesting to hear President Biden in a response to a reporter's question about a possible recession, try to blame Republicans. Will he realistically be able to shift any of the responsibility for all this ahead of the election? About 45 seconds.
I don't think on the economy, no. I do think that there's a double-barreled approach that the Democrats are likely to use of try to pump up the perceptions around the economy and hope that the effects of inflation are a little bit less, and then bring things back to former President Trump and Republicans who support the support of the overturning of the election. But in terms of the economy, I think Democrats are in control, and as Senator McConnell said, they own it.
Well, it's Friday. Let's leave it right there and enjoy the weekend. Rick Klein, political director for ABC News, and Maya King, politics reporter for the New York Times. It was a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.